Hi, my name is Wendy Wesley. I'm a registered and licensed dietitian nutritionist, and this is the podcast St. Pete Eats, where we talk about farms and gardens and food pantries and food policy in the city of St. Petersburg. And I get asked all the time, how do I extend the life of my produce? Because produce is not cheap. And so I spend a lot of time helping people store their produce properly so that they can get max shelf life out of it. And here's a couple of tips. My first tip is do not put your produce in the drawers of death. The drawers of death are those drawers in your refrigerator where beautiful and expensive produce goes to die. It's also the problem with the drawers of death is that they are out of sight, out of mind. So every time you open your refrigerator, your produce is not confronting you or staring you in the face. So you forget about it, and then your produce turns to liquid soup and it ends up in the trash can. So this does a couple of things to people. One, makes them feel bad because they wasted the money. Two, they didn't meet their health goals because they bought the produce at the store to meet their health goals and it ended up in the trash. And then three, they are contributing to food waste. So it hurts people on three levels when produce is not stored properly and it doesn't get eaten. So what do you do? I came up with something called the vegetable humidor. Now, here's what you do. You get a plastic bag, and this could be something as simple. I've used a grocery store bag in the past with a knot tied in the top. I put my produce inside the bag, and this could be like a couple of heads of romaine lettuce, maybe some tomatoes, and maybe a cut cucumber in the bag. I tie a knot in the top of the bag, but before I do that, I put a wet or a damp paper towel kind of wadded up in the bottom. And what this does, it creates a closed humid system, just like you would for a cigar humidor. It's the idea behind keeping tobacco moist so it can be smoked. Well, this is the same idea. We keep our produce nice and moist so it can be eaten. And so that the water in that napkin or in that paper towel is constantly infusing the produce with water, helps it stay nice and fresh. What I really like to do is buy one of those big tubs of lettuce or spinach. It's a big, clear plastic box of tub or spinach or lettuce. I eat the contents, but I don't throw it away. I clean it, and then I store all of my produce in that clear tub. And here's the other trick. You put it at eye level in the refrigerator. So every time you open your refrigerator, it's like your vegetables are standing there with their hands on their hips and they are confronting you. See, you bought me because you wanted to get me in the belly. You wanted to eat better. You wanted to eat more fiber, more color, and more nutrient dense foods. And so here I am. And so this is important when you are arranging your kitchen. I recommend that people buy fruit and they put the fruit, if they like it cold, keep it in the refrigerator in a bowl at eye level. I've even helped people to take all of their condiments and their sauces and put those in the drawers of death and not the vegetables. And then the vegetables and the fruits get the number one area of the refrigerator, which is you open the door front and center, eye level. So what happens is you'll open the door and you may see a tomato, you may see an onion, and you'll say, you know what, I think I'm going to put that in my egg. But if those vegetables are hidden or they've not been stored properly, you may not get them in your egg, which means you don't get them in your belly. Lastly, I do recommend storing produce as close to how it came out of the ground as possible. So this means a stalk of romaine. As you need the leaves, you pull them off the stalk, but you keep the stalk intact on the romaine. You don't pull the grapes off the stems. You don't pull the stems out of the cherries. You don't take the pits out of the dates. So you look at the food, and as it comes to you from the store, don't alter it. Keep it looking as it did from the farm, and you will extend its shelf life by two or three times. Then if you start pulling stems, removing things from stalks, if you want your bananas to last longer, you keep them all attached. If you want them to ripen, you separate them. That's probably the best example of keeping your produce intact as it came from the farm. So those are my tips for helping to keep your produce stay fresh longer. The longer it stays fresh, the better chance it has to get in your belly and the better chance we have at reducing food waste. And we spend less money, or we waste less money on food that goes in the trash can. One of my favorite recipes, which we will upload to our Radio St. Pete website, is a garlicky Greek tzatziki. And this is a great way to take a bunch of produce that you may not have a use for, but you can chop those onions, those peppers. You can chop a bunch of herbs, dill, parsley, cilantro, basil, and add it to the tzatziki. So it's a great way to it's a dip that takes a lot of bulking of vegetables. I don't like to take away. I'm always like, how do we add to? So how do we take something that we're already familiar with, which is like a tzatziki dressing, which is great on grilled meat, great on a baked potato. It's great as a vegetable dip or a cracker dip. And how do we bulk it up with more fiber and more color? You're not likely to sit on the couch and watch a movie while chomping on a green bell pepper, but you might, that bell pepper might make it into your belly if you put it in the tzatziki. So let's find stuff we're already familiar with and bulk it up with the good stuff. That's what I have for you today. Again, I'm Wendy Wesley with the podcast St. Pete Eats. Thank you.